Lesson 31, The Wisdom of King Solomon. Purpose, to strengthen each child's desire to become more like Jesus Christ by developing wisdom and an understanding heart. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study. 1 Kings, chapter 1, verse 39, Solomon is anointed. 1 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, David charges Solomon to keep the commandments. 1 Kings, chapter 2, verse 10. Also see verse 12. David dies. Solomon is king of Israel. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 15. Solomon asks for an understanding heart. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 12. Solomon asks for wisdom and knowledge. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 28. Solomon determines the mother of a child. 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 and 30, and verse 34. God blesses Solomon with wisdom and understanding. Chapter headings for 1 Kings, chapters 5 through 8. Solomon builds and dedicates a beautiful temple. 2. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, Roman numeral, page 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will best help the children achieve the purpose of the lesson. 3. Materials needed: a Bible for each child. Suggested lesson development: invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity: ask the children to name things they would ask for if they knew they could ask Heavenly Father for anything and He would give it to them. Write the children's ideas on the chalkboard. Show the children some waterproof items that could represent worldly goods, such as a piece of jewelry, a coin, a pretty rock, and so on. Put the items in a large pitcher or container as you talk about them and discuss how some people spend most of their efforts accumulating material goods. Then add some water to the container to represent good deeds or spiritual gifts as you discuss the kind deeds we can do and the spiritual gifts we can develop, such as helping a family member or friend, gaining a testimony, being honest, or having an understanding heart. Pour the contents of the container through a strainer into another container. Explain that the first container represents someone's life, the strainer represents death, and the second container represents life after death. Discuss how we cannot take material goods with us when we die, but we do take with us the spiritual gifts we have developed and the good deeds we have done. Ask the children which of the items on the chalkboard represent things that could last forever, and if they would like to change anything they named before. Tell the children that they are going to learn about someone who was able to ask God for one thing, and He chose an eternal spiritual gift instead of a temporary earthly one. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of King Solomon found in the scriptures listed in the preparation section. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, Roman numeral, page 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. Who was to succeed David as king of Israel? 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 39. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 12. What advice did David give to his son Solomon? 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. How can we apply this same advice in our lives? Why do you think Solomon referred to himself as a little child? See 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7. He felt inadequate in his calling to rule and judge his people. What did Solomon do because he felt inadequate? 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 3 through 9. He prepared himself to receive spiritual gifts. What should we do if we are facing a difficult or overwhelming task and we are unsure of our abilities? How can we become worthy to receive spiritual gifts? See Enrichment Activity number 1. How can we develop these gifts? Through study, service, prayer, and following the promptings of the Holy Ghost. See Enrichment Activity number 2. Who appeared to Solomon in a dream? 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. What was Solomon told to do? What did Solomon ask for? 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10. Why were wisdom and an understanding heart so important to Solomon? Why should they be important to us? How did the Lord feel about Solomon's request? 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 10. Explain that God was pleased with Solomon when he asked for spiritual gifts instead of riches or selfish desires. What did the Lord give Solomon in addition to what Solomon asked for? 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. What was King Solomon known for throughout his own country and other nations? 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 and 30 and verse 34. Why was this more important than being known for his wealth and power? What Christ-like quality would you like to be known for among your family and friends? What can you do to develop this quality? See Enrichment Activity number 2. Because Solomon, through his wisdom and understanding, was able to judge righteously, the people brought their problems to him. In one such case, why did both women claim to be the mother of the living child? 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 22. How did Solomon's wisdom help him discover the real mother? 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 24 through 27. Solomon's understanding helped him know how the baby's mother was feeling. How does it make others feel when you are kind and understanding toward them? How have you helped someone by being kind and understanding? How has someone helped you this way? What do you think it means to have largeness of heart? 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29. This to show love for everyone and to be kind and generous to others. How can we have largeness of heart in our families with our friends? What did Solomon accomplish because the Lord blessed him with wisdom and understanding? 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. Chapter headings for 1 Kings chapter 5 to 8 explain that Solomon did much good during his reign as king. He received permission from the Lord to build a temple in Jerusalem, which he built with the finest materials that had been collected by his father David for that purpose. See Enrichment Activity number 3. Solomon also shared his wisdom with others. Many of his wise sayings were recorded in the book of Proverbs in the Bible. See Enrichment Activity number 4. Despite these accomplishments, Solomon eventually turned away from God. He used his riches and wisdom for his own glory. He also married women outside of the covenant. These women worshipped idols and persuaded Solomon to worship idols also. Emphasize that when God gives us a gift, we should use it to glorify Him and serve others. Point out the importance of using these gifts properly throughout our lives, not just when we are young. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Write knowledge, wisdom, and understanding heart on the chalkboard. Discuss the meaning of each one. Explain that knowledge is learning gained through study or experience. Wisdom is using what we have learned in the best way to make right choices, and an understanding heart enables us to know how others feel. Have the children suggest situations such as the following, where they might ask Heavenly Father to bless them with knowledge, wisdom, or an understanding heart. A younger brother or sister is hurt or afraid. A friend has hurt your feelings. Someone has a problem and asks for advice. Help the children realize that they can receive these gifts if they seek them and live worthy lives. 2. Refer to the children's ideas on the chalkboard of what gifts they might ask for. See the attention activity. If the ideas listed are spiritual gifts, discuss how to develop them and use them. If some or all of them are worldly gifts, have the children suggest spiritual gifts in place of the worldly ones before discussing them. 3. Explain to the children that David, Solomon's father, had wanted to build a temple but was denied the privilege. The Lord instead chose Solomon to direct the 7 years of construction. When the elaborate temple, much of it was overlaid with gold, was finished, the priests carried the Ark of the Covenant, which contained the two tablets of stone the Lord gave Moses, to the most holy place of the building. See 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 6. Then the glory of the Lord filled the temple. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. and Solomon offered the dedicatory prayer. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 22 to 53. Show the picture Temple Baptismal Font, Gospel Art Picture Kit 504-62031. Point out that each temple today has a baptismal font resting on 12 oxen, similar to that in Solomon's temple. In Solomon's day, this font was used to baptize the living. In our temples today, the fonts are used to perform baptisms for the dead. 4. Have the children find the book of Proverbs in their Bibles. Explain that most of these proverbs, wise sayings, were written by Solomon, and because of his great wisdom, these sayings can help us today. Choose some of the following passages from Proverbs and write their corresponding letters on separate pieces of paper, placing the papers in a container, and have the children take turns choosing a letter. Read the proverb or have the children find it in their Bibles and read it. Help them state it in their own words. Then help them decide how it applies to them. The children may want to mark some of these proverbs in their own Bibles. A. Hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. B. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. C. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. D. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. E. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22. F. A soft answer turneth away wrath. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. G. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13. H. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 29. I. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. J. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. K. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24. L. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. M. A friend loveth at all times. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17. N. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. O. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. P. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11. Q. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. R. Say not, I will do so to him, as he hath done to me. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 29. S. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 20. T. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. Help the children choose one of the proverbs to write down or memorize and share with their families. 5. Sing or read the words to Love One Another, Children's Songbook, page 136, or Hymns, number 308, or A Special Gift is Kindness, Children's Songbook, page 145. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your appreciation to the children for specific times you have seen them show kindness and understanding to others. Testify that as they develop the ability to be wise and to have an understanding heart toward their family and friends, they will become more like the Savior. Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 28 at home as a review of this lesson. invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of Lesson 31, The Wisdom of King Solomon.